尼希米记第一章。
Please turn to the book of Nehemiah chapter 1.
尼希米记，请看第一章。
Book of Nehemiah chapter 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
哈加利亚的儿子尼希米的言语如下：亚达薛须王二十年，基斯流月，我在苏珊城的宫中。再请看十一节。
And please jump to verse 11.
一章十一节
，Chapter One, Verse Eleven。
主啊，求你侧耳而听你仆人的祈祷和喜爱敬畏你名众仆人的祈祷，使你仆人现今亨通，在王面前蒙恩。我是做王久正的。各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters。
感谢主耶稣的带领。
Thank God for His guidance。
让我们在世界动荡不安的今天还能够如期举开春季的灵恩会。
Despite the instability in this society this day that we can still schedule, have this spiritual convocation.
更感谢主耶稣恩待我们。
And all the more we thanks to the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们这两天的灵恩会都很平安的顺利进行。
That we have been smoothly in progress.In commencing this spiritual convocation these past 2 days.
今天是第三天。
Today is the third day.
已经接近尾声。
We have almost come to an end.
但愿我们能够真的趁着得救的恩门还开着的当下，赶紧重建教会和个人的城墙。
Hope, while this door to salvation is still open, we can quickly rebuild our personal spiritual wall.
这一节小弟就用我的信仰楷模尼希米做题目来彼此分享。
This morning I'd like to use this topic, the model of my faith, Nehemiah, for our mutual encouragement.
首先，小弟把尼希米这位古圣徒做一个简单的介绍。
First and foremost, I'll briefly introduce this man by the name of Nehemiah.
小弟想把它分成五个部分来说。
I'd like to separate into five sections.
第一，尼希米这个名字的意思。
First, the meaning of the name Nehemiah.
就是神的安慰，或是神有怜悯。
Means the comfort of God or God has mercy.
而尼希米记第一章第一节一开始很清楚写明，这是尼希米的言语。
In Nehemiah chapter 1 verse 1, it clearly stated is the words of Nehemiah.
表示作者就是尼希米。
Represents the author of this book is
算是一本
Nehemiah
回忆录。
This is a recording.
第二，尼希米的家谱。
And second is the genealogy of Nehemiah.
我们除了知道他的父亲叫哈加利亚之外，
other than knowing that his father's name is Hakaliah,
其他全不知道。
Other than this, we do not have much other information.
他可能是一个普通的百姓。
Very possibly he might be a regular civilian.
不过如果从尼希米第一章第六节的祷告词，我与我父家都有罪哦。
But if from the word that Nehemiah offered in his prayer, he stated that I and my father have sinned.
以及尼希米记第二章第三节说，我列祖坟墓所在的那城荒凉。
And also mentioned that in the place of my father, the tomb lie wasted, which is recorded in chapter 2, verse 3.
如果从这两句话来推测，
And we try to reason from these two verses.
有人认为尼希米或许有大卫王祖的血统。
Some people thought maybe Nehemiah is from the descendant of the Davidian royal descendants.
只可惜找不到很明确的证据。
But unfortunately, we don't have much concrete evidence to prove that.
第三，尼希米的身份。
Third is the status of the Nehemiah.
他在波斯亚达薛西王二十年。
He was in Persia chastened for 20 years.
也就是在祖前445年之前，
which is 445 years before Christ.
在苏三成的宫中做王的九正。
He was a cupbearer in the Susan, the citadel of the king.
那在祖前445年之后，
and after 445 before Christ,
他奉派回耶路撒冷做犹大地的省长。
He was sent to go back to the land of Judah to be the governor.
祖前444年他开始重建耶路撒冷物质的城墙。
In the year 444 before Christ, he started to build the material city wall of Jerusalem.
成为一位大有能力的建筑师。
And he became a great constructor.
不但是这样。
Not only all this,
祖前440年到祖前425年之间。
Between the 440 BC and 425 BC.
他更两次重建百姓信仰属灵的城墙。
Twice he rebuilt the spiritual wall of the people of Israel.
成为一位蛮有魄力的改革者。
He became someone who was very energetic and in revolutionized in their spirituality of the Jews.
因此，尼西米到底是什么身份？
So come that after all this, what is the status of where the Nehemiah stands?
讲到最后只有一句话。
To conclude all this, we could come to one remark.
他是一位为神舍己、既忠心又满怀爱心的仆人。
He was a servant of God who was full of he sacrificed himself and a person who was full of love. As well.
是我们信仰的楷模。
He is the model of our faith.
值得我们一起来效法。
He is someone that we worthy of our imitating.
第四个，尼希米所记的工作时段。
And the fourth section was what were the time that Nehemiah worked at?
大概在祖前445年到祖前425年之间。
He worked between 445 BC to 425 BC.
共二十年。
All in all, about 20 years.
第五，尼希米的属灵特质。
And also the spiritual characteristics of this man, Nehemiah.
他原来是一个普通的百姓。
Formerly, he was a regular civilian.
后来却成为一位被神重用、相当卓越的带领者。
Later, he was heavily used by God as a very a good leader.
为什么能够这样
？Why it comes like this?
敬虔如祭司。
Because he was devout as a priest.
因为他勇敢像先知。
And he was also as courage as a priest.
更因为他威严如君王。
And he was also solemn and courageous like a king.
他是一个很会祷告的圣徒啊。
And he was also a saint really knew how to pray.
凡事靠神交托。
In everything he entrusted in God's hand.
他是一个刚强壮胆的工人。
He was also a worker full of braveries.
有信心又很果断。
A man decisive and also full of faith.
他是一个相当沉着的领导。
He was a very successful leader.
做事情平静安稳。
And everything he did it was very stable, steady.
他是一个舍己无私的长官。
And he was an official who was had the spirit of sacrifice.
为人正直坦诚。
And he was honest and man with integrity as well.
难怪他的带领事半功倍啊。
No wonder under his leadership it was quite successful.
因此个人觉得尼希米的典范的确是小弟信仰的楷模。
So to me, this model of Nehemiah is really a model of our faith.
有很多美德、善行、灵修和做法是小弟今后必须再学习的。
His virtue, his method of approaching works, and also his leadership is something that I'm still learning from.
那么由于内容实在太多
，because there are a lot encompasses too many aspects.
要一个一个讲，要花很多时间。
If I want to list one by one, it will take too much time.
所以小弟仅从尼希米记里头重点是归纳出六点来供大家做参考。
So I will only simply point out six points, briefly, and for everyone's reference.
第一点，尼希米的为人敬神爱人。
First, Nehemiah, he was a man who loved people and he feared God.
说起来，尼希米原是在波斯亚达薛须王的宫中做酒政。
He was originally working in the citadel of the king.
他为人诚实可靠。
He was a man of integrity and trustworthy.
获得王和百姓的信任
，and he was trusted by the people and the king.
他是过着素无愁容、很喜乐的生活。
He was living a life free from worry and troubles.
今天我们呢
？How about us?
请看马太福音第六章。
Please turn to the book of Matthew chapter 6.
请看马太福音的第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
33节
verse 33,
34节
and 34,
请念。
But see first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. 34, therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble.
再请看腓立比书第四章。
And also please turn to the book of Philippians chapter 4.
新约腓立比书第四章第四节
Philippians in New Testament chapter 4 verse 4
跟第十节
chapter 4 verse 4 and verse 10
请念
Rejoice in the Lord always again I will say rejoice verse 10 But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at last your care for me has flourished again Though you surely did care but you lack opportunity
今天请问我们信主以后有没有真的靠主常常喜乐呢
Today, let me ask everyone, after we believe in the Lord Jesus, have we always joyful?
还是像外邦人整天愁眉苦脸呢
Or we like that of the Gentile always worry this and worry that?
我们能不能先求神的国和神的义呢
Are we able to see God's kingdom and his righteousness first.
然后凭着信心靠着不为明天忧虑的生活。
And with faith that we can live a life that free from care of the tomorrow.
再来虽然尼希米常常靠主喜乐。
And also, even though Nehemiah, he was joyful in the Lord always.
可是他却很会主动去关怀人。
But he's also a man often would take the initiative to care about others.
他是一个蛮有同理心的人哦。
He is a man full of compassion and empathy.
尤其热爱自己的国家和百姓。
Especially toward his own countrymen.
所以他听见耶路撒冷的城墙被拆毁焚烧以后
So after hearing that the city wall of Jerusalem was torn down and burned
他就悲哀哭泣好几天啊
He wept and in tears for several days
在天上神的面前禁食祷告
And he fasted before the God in heaven for several days
向神认罪悔改
and to repent of himself
求神侧耳而听
And he asked God for his hearing
然后在王的面前就面带愁容
Because of this, his facial expression was sad before the king
那今天我们呢
？How about us these days？
请看哥林多后书十一章。
Please turn to Second Corinthians chapter 11。
请看哥林多后书十一章。
Second Corinthians chapter 11。
请看28节、29节。
Verse 28 and 29。
请念。
Second Corinthians chapter 11 verse 28。Beside other things that come upon me daily, my deep concern for all the churches, 29, who is weak, I'm not weak, who is made to stumble, and I do not burn with indignation.
是的，今天我们信主以后是要靠主喜乐，没错。
Yes, indeed. After we believe in the Lord Jesus, we should rejoice always in the Lord.
可是当我们听到教会有一些问题
，but whenever we hear something happen, in the church,
绝不觉得有压力为教会来挂心呢
？Do we feel that pressure and concern for the church?
我们有没有为教会进食祷告
？Have we fasted for the church?
我们有没有认罪悔改呢
？Have we repented of the sin？
尤其当我们发现有同龄软弱跌倒了
，especially when we discover there are co-worker because of weak and they fell and stumble。
请问我们会着急吗
？Let me ask you, are you anxious？
第二点，尼希米的祷告蒙神垂听。
Second, the prayer of Nehemiah was heard by God。
为什么
？Why？
首先我们看看他在工作之前是怎么祷告的。
First and foremost, we look at prior his work, how he prayed.
他在神面前哭泣悲哀的禁食祷告。
He prayed to God with fasting and tears.
他彻彻底底的认罪悔改。
He thoroughly examined himself for the sin.
包括自己还有自己的父教
Not only his own sin, but also the sins of his fathers.
他坚信神绝对不会说谎。
He was certain that God was truthful.
神的应许不管多少都一定实现的。
The promise of God, regardless how much he shall fulfill.
所以他同心合意，非常谦卑，向神迫切的祈求。
That's why in one mind and with humility he pleaded to the Lord.
就好像自己为自己的事在祷告那样。
He was praying as it was his own matter at hand.
难怪神侧耳而听。
That's no wonder God opened his ear and he listens.
不但是这样。
Not only this.
当他面对王的询问时候，他很害怕。
When the king questioned him, he was fearful.
这时候他赶快默祷。
At this moment of time, he prayed in silence quickly.
然后趁机求王是诏书差派他回耶路撒冷。
And then he took that opportunity and begged for the kings to send it for him to go back to Jerusalem.
去重建城墙。
And to go back to Jerusalem to rebuild the city wall.
并且还求王为他准备木料啊
！He also asked king, the king to prepare material for him.
没想到王竟然马上答应他。
Out of his expectation, the king right away granted his request.
不但是这样
，Not only this，
就在他回到耶路撒冷开始重建物质的城墙。
Just when he returned back to Jerusalem to start to build this material city wall.
工作当中，他仍然不断祷告。
During the work, he continued his praying.
他说：“我的神啊，求你垂听啊。”
He said, "Oh my God, please listen to me."
因为我们被藐视、被毁谤、被攻击。
For we are being despised, we are being looked at, we are being attacked.
所以我们天上祷告天上的神。
So he prayed to the God in heaven.
我们尽自己的本分派人看守。
We do our own part and have sent someone to defend.
昼夜的防备。
Day and night we defended ourselves.
我的神啊，求你纪念我为这百姓所行的一切事情。
Oh my God, please remember the thing that I do for these people.
求你施恩给我，为我开路。
Please, be gracious to me and open ways for me.
求你坚固我的手。
Please, fortify my hand.
就这样，神亲自带领他。
With this, God needed them, God Himself,
让他突破层层的拦阻。
So he was able to break through obstacle after obstacle.
更难得的是，当他重建城墙完成之后。
More precious after he finished building the city wall,
他更做结束的祈祷。
He also made a concluding prayer.
他说：“我们的仇敌听见便惧怕。”
He said, "After, upon hearing us about us, our enemy was afraid."
因为亲人看见这个工作是出于我们的神啊。
Because they had witnessed this work is from our God.
这些值得我们来效法。
This is something that we can imitate and copy, follow from.
今天请问我们呢
let's ask ourselves.
请看以弗所书第六章十八节。
Please turn to Ephesians chapter 6.
请看以弗所书第六章十八节。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18.
请念。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints.
今天当我们在信仰上、事工上遇到瓶颈的时候
When we run into our service and work into a plateau,
请问我们在工作前、工作中、工作后有没有靠着圣灵随时随地多方祷告呢？
Let me ask everyone, have we relied upon the Holy Spirit to pray everywhere and all the times?
我们是不是都想自己的想法，自己要怎么做呢？
Have we always tried to do it according to our own thinking and just do it?
还有我们在祷告的时候是不是警醒不倦呢？
And during our time of prayer, are we watchful in praying?
我们真的懂得祷告吗？
Do we really know how to pray?
我们的祷告有没有蒙神垂听？
Did our prayer listen to from by God?
第三点，尼希米的奉献是甘心舍己的。
The offering, the sacrifice of Nehemiah was with willingness.
其实尼希米原先在波斯王的宫中做酒政，做得好好的。
Actually, previously he was a cupbearer in the king's palace and living very well.
根本没有什么问题啊。
He did not have any problem.
每天在王宫大可过着无忧无虑的生活。
He could have lived in the palace every day with a carefree life.
圣经也没有记载当时神开口叫他说你要回耶路撒冷去重建城墙。
And the Bible did not record that Nehemiah was instructed by God that you must go back to Jerusalem to build a city wall.
况且这种工作本来就是相当吃力不讨好的。
And also this type of work wasn't easy. It's a troublesome and cumbersome as well.
一般人一听想逃都来不及了。
And then some people hearing this type of work, they will probably run than stay.
他却自告奋勇地挑起这个重责大任。
But he volunteered to shoulder up this great task.
为什么
？Why?
不是他没事找事做、啊、
It's not that he had nothing to do, so he had to find something to do.
而是他有一颗甘心舍己的爱心。
But rather he has a heart of love willing to sacrifice.
他真的不愿意看到自己的国家百姓再一次受到凌辱。
He really did not want to see his own country, his own countrymen being mocked at and made fun at.
不但如此。
Not only all this,
当他回去开始重建耶路撒冷的城墙
When he started to go back to rebuild the city wall at Jerusalem,
当时百姓因为生活贫穷、啊、
Because the people were living in impoverishment,
所以难免有一些怨言、啊
inevitable to it, they had some complaints.
他身为省长
He being a governor,
真的就好像百姓的父母亲。
He treat the people just like treated himself like a father to the people.
他一听见不是那你家的事跟我什么关系
？When he heard this, he did not say nothing to do with me. That's your own business.
他一听见马上动了慈心呐、啊。
When he heard this, he was moved with compassion right away.
当机立断，以身作则。
He right away decided to.
从我自己开始
He started with himself as an example.
不领薪俸
He would not take any salary.
不求报酬
He would not ask for any reward.
不索取粮食、酒和银子
He would not solicit any tax, any levy, any drink or money.
更不为自己购买田地
And he would not buy any land for himself as well.
而且还自掏腰包，甘心接待所有的工人。
Furthermore, he take money out of his own pocket to treat all the workers.
这种宁可牺牲自己的精神，真的非常难得。
This kind of spirit willing to sacrifice himself is very rare and precious.
那今天我们呢
？How about us today?
请看哥林多后书十二章。
Please turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多后书十二章十五节。
Second Corinthians chapter 12 verse 15。
请念。
Second Corinthians chapter 12 verse 15. And I will be very glad spend and be spent for your souls. Though the more abundantly I love you, the less I'm loved.
今天我们也是身为神的仆人。
Today we are all God's workers, God's servants.
我们不管在教会担任什么样的职分。
Regardless what responsibility and position that we are being entrusted in the church.
请问我们有这种做父母的心肠吗
？May I ask you, do you have this attitude like a father?
还是只想做师父呢
？Or you simply just want to be a teacher?
我们愿意为信徒的灵魂费财费力吗
？Are we willing for the sake of the soul of the brethren, to spend your own money and efforts and times?
我们愿意如同母亲乳养自己的孩子那样舍己吗
？Are we willing to nurse the children like the mother？
我们愿意好像父亲带自己的儿女那样辛苦劳碌吗
？Are we willing to put in the efforts, and hard work just like a father for his children？
请问我们是不是只求自己的事，却不求基督耶稣的事呢
？Do we only look at our own interests or the interests of Christ？
第四点
fourth,
尼希米的信心坚持到底。
The faith of Nehemiah, he persisted to the end.
当尼希米在重建耶路撒冷城墙当中，他面对许多的仇敌拦阻他。
Nehemiah was building the city wall. He encountered a lot of hindrances.
比如参巴拉
like Sambalat.
参巴拉是撒玛利亚人。
He was
尼希米记四章一节，二节哦。
He was a Samaritan. Sambalat, he was a Samaritan.
是撒玛利亚人。
He signified the world.
又比如四章三节说到的多比亚，
Tobiah. That's a
多比亚是亚门人。
Chapter 4 verse 3, Tobiah was an Ammonite.
预表情欲。
He signified the lust.
又如六章一节的基善
，and also chapter 6 verse 1, Gibson.
基善是亚拉伯人，阿拉伯人。
Gibson was Arabic.
表示属血气的。
Referring to someone who belonged to flesh and blood.
还有四章七节的雅实图人
，and also chapter 4 verse 7, the Ashdodites,
雅实图人代表外邦。
Ashdodites signify Gentile,
是拜偶像的。
Belong to people who worship idols.
那这些仇敌同谋攻击以色列百姓啊
？All these enemy they conspire together to attack the Israeli.
恼恨他们。
They were angry at them.
嗤笑他们。
And they make mockery out of them.
轻视他们。
And they also look down on them.
扰乱他们。
And also make a disturbance of them.
恫吓他们。
And also they threaten them as well.
甚至造一些谣言来贿赂他们。
And also they even create some rumor to shake their faith.
希望他们起私心，然后生内乱啊。
They hope that they will, because of this rumor, they will cause chaos and have disturbance.
怎么办
？And what should he?
只有一个办法。
What can he do? There's only one thing he can do.
尼希米必须用坚固的信心抵挡他们。
Nehemiah, he must resist them with a strong faith.
用这样来胜过他们。
Only with this can he overcome them.
他必须借着祷告专心面对所有的工作。
He must, through prayer and wholeheartedly, to continue his work.
他必须努力不停地坚持下去。
He must, persist on, and continue on and on.
所以他带百姓在自己的工作岗位上。
So it, and he's leading the people and in doing his work as well.
一边工作一边防守。
On one hand, he works, and on another hand, he had to defend the attack.
一半做工，一半带兵器。
Half of them have to work, and half of them have to carry the weaponry with them.
这样日夜不停，从不间断。
And this, like this, day and night without seizure.
靠着神的帮助，奋勇工作。
And with the help of God, they work.
最后终于在乙六月二十五日把城墙修建完成。
哪一月？
总共只花52天。
All in all, they spent 52 days.
两个月不到啊。
Less than 2 months of time.
那今天我们呢
？How about us today?
请看希伯来书第三章。
Please turn to Hebrew chapter 3.
请看希伯来书第三章，十二节到十四节。
Hebrew chapter 3, verse 12 to 14.
请念。
Hebrew chapter 3, verse 12. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart or unbelief in departing from the living God. 13. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. 14. For we have become partakers of Christ.If we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end,
今天请问我们有没有趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝呢
？Today, have as long as today we encourage and exhort one another.
我们是不是常常存着不信的恶心，败在魔鬼的手下呢
？Have we often fell because of an evil heart or unbelief?
我们有没有被罪迷惑而心里刚硬
？We have our heart been hardened because of the deceitfulness of sin.
今天，请问我们在神的面前立志要将起初的信心坚持到最后吗
？Today, have we make a resolution before God that we hold our faith to the end?
我们将来真的有把握在基督里有份吗
？Are we certain that we will have a pair of share in Christ Jesus in the future？
第五点，尼希米的谦卑，荣耀归神。
And fifth, what I like to talk about is the humility of Nehemiah. He gave all the glory to God.
没有错，如果从肉体来看，尼希米的社会地位算是蛮高的
啊。Hourly.In the social status of Nehemiah, considered rather high.
能够在被掳之地苏三城的宫中做王的久政，很不简单啊。
To be a cupbearer in a foreign land, to work in the Susan, the citadel, as a cupbearer for the king.
这是事实啊。
That's not easy. That was a fact.
啊，一般人在这种环境底下，很容易就心高气傲。
Usually, people in that kind of environment, they can very easily pop up.
因为确实高人一等啊。
For sure, they seem that are higher than other people.
可是尼希米却非常谦卑。
But Nehemiah still was very humble.
他没有忘记自己的身份。
He did not forget about his own his position, his status.
他清楚知道自己是神的子民啊。
He had clear understanding.Standing that he is God's people,
所以他才肯自卑服在神大能的手下，让神来差派。
He was willing to humble himself under the mighty hand of God and be sent by God.
那这种人才会有同理心呢、啊、
？Only this kind of person can.
他才会主动去关怀、热爱自己的国家和百姓啊。
Can have a sympathy and to his own countrymen.
他才愿意挑起这吃力不好好不讨好的工作，回耶路撒冷重建城墙。
Only this type of people willing to take up a task that had no reward and cumbersome, and to which is a task that he went back to Jerusalem to rebuild the city wall.
不但如此
，Not only all this.
当他得到王的诏书，以犹太 地的省长身份回到耶路撒冷。
When he receded, headed from the king to return back to Jerusalem to rebuild the city wall to be a governor,
他还是一样谦卑束腰。
He was still hold on his humility.
绝对不会因为我是省长就嚣张就专权。
Not because he was a governor, so he was boastful and abused his own authority.
所以他才能够在工作前、工作中、工作后，他都见证神的荣耀啊。
That's why he was able to, before the work, in the middle of the work, or after work, all give all the glory to God.
他说：“我神施恩的手帮助我。”做开始。
He used the remark of saying, "My the merciful hand of God helped me as a beginning."
这是在尼希米记第二章第八节。
This stated in Nehemiah chapter 2 verse 8.
然后看到尼希米记最后十三章的三十一节。
And we look at the book of Nehemiah chapter 13 verse 31 toward the end.
他最后怎么讲
？What did he say at the end?
他说：“我的神啊，求你纪念我，施恩于我，做结束啊。
”He said, "Oh my God, have mercy on me." And remember me. He used this as his concluding word.
他用专心信靠神，荣耀归于神，来贯穿整卷书。
He used his, he focused on God and also trusting God throughout the entire book of Nehemiah.
成为全书的主轴。
That was the main theme of prevalent throughout the entire book.
那今天我们呢？
How about us today?
请看诗篇115篇第一节。
Please turn to Psalm chapter 115 verse 1.
请看诗篇115篇第一节。
Psalm chapter 115 verse 1.
115篇第一节。
Psalm chapter 115 verse 1.
第一节，请念。
Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but to your name give glory, because of your mercy, because of your truth.
今天我们在工作前、工作中或工作后的祷告见证里头。
Today, in the testimony of us before the work, in the middle of the work, or after the work.
请问我们有将一切荣耀归给神吗？
Can I ask, have we give all the glory to God?
还是暗地里在表扬自己的才华和功劳呢？
Or secretly we are boasting about our work and our ability.
今天当我们做完了一切所吩咐的，请问我们的感觉是怎么样呢？
Today, after we have completed all what we are entrusted upon successfully, how do we feel?
是觉得我很行吗
？Do we think, hey, we are really capable?
还是我只是一个无用的仆人
？Or we only simply feel I'm an unworthy servant.
第六点，尼希米的复兴实际行动。
Sixth point, the restoration of Nehemiah, he actually put into action.
是的，信仰的复兴绝对不是口头上空洞的理论啊。
Indeed, the revival of our faith is not just a slogan,
而是生活上实际的行动。
But it's an actual action in which should be practiced in our daily lives.
因此，尼希米不仅是重建耶路撒冷物质的城墙。
So what Nehemiah did, he was not only rebuilding the material city wall in Jerusalem.
他更进一步重建百姓信仰属灵的城墙。
He also further rebuilt the spiritual city wall of the people.
他在重建物质城墙之后，做了两次信仰的革新。
After he completed building of the city wall of Jerusalem, he actually did rebuild the city wall of the people twice.
做得非常具体，也相当之彻底。
What he did was very solid and very thorough.
比如他看重神的律法，举行了全民讲经大会。
For example, he emphasized the God's word by having an assembly in listening God's word.
又比如他恢复圣殿的崇拜。
And also his restoration of the worship in the temple as well.
鼓励百姓奉献，并实行十一捐。
He encouraged the people to make offering and also practice tithing.
让祭司跟利未人的生活得到照顾。
So that the priests and the Levites' livelihood are being looked after.
能够更专心的侍奉。
So that they can serve God more wholeheartedly.
又比如他严格要求遵守安息圣日
，and also he strictly instructed the people to keep the Sabbath，
禁止在安息日做买卖
，he would prohibit business transaction being done on the during the time of Sabbath。
又比如他禁止与外邦联婚等等
，also his prohibition of the marrying to the Gentiles。
那么为什么他一定要这样做呢
？Why he insists in doing all this？
因为他知道，唯有遵行啊，谨守遵行神的诫命，才能得到神的喜悦与祝福。
He knew only by strictly keeping to God's word can one please God，
才能够真的得到神的生命。
And only with this can one really see God's life。
那今天我们呢
？How about us these days？
请看雅各书第一章。
Please to turn to the book of James chapter one。
22-25节
James chapter 1 verse 22
雅各书一章22-25节
James chapter 1 verse 22-25
请念
22 But be doer of the word, not hearers only, deceiving yourself 23 For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror 24 For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. 25. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does.
今天请问我们的信仰真的就是生活吗？
Let me ask everyone, does our faith is our life?
请问我们的信仰与生活是不是已经脱节了呢
？Or there is a great discrepancy between the two？
我们真的能听又能行吗
？Are we the one who can hear and also do as well？
还是已经渐渐形式化了
？Or we have becoming a ritual？
不知不觉成了只看重外表却没有实质的法利赛人呢
And we are becoming a person who just emphasized the our appearance, not the essence of the faith.
最后，我们请看彼得前书第二章。
The last concluding verse. Let's turn to Second Peter.
最后，请看彼得前书第二章。
First Peter chapter two. First Peter.
第四节，
verse
第五节。
Four and five, chapter two, verse four and five.
二章四节。
First Peter chapter two, verse four. Coming to him as a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious. Five. You also are living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifice, acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
今天在新约时代，就属灵来讲，我们每一位信徒都是一块活生生的石头。
Today in the New Testament, spiritually speaking, every brothers and sister, we are a piece of living stone.
那当然，主耶稣是头一块活的房角石。
Of course, our Lord Jesus is that first living cornerstone.
而无论是耶路撒冷或圣殿，是城墙，都是在建造灵宫。
Whether in city wall or Jerusalem, the city of Jerusalem or the temple, we are all building this spiritual palace.
都可以指教会和每一个人的内心。
This actually all referring to the church and the heart of every brothers and sisters.
那么重点是到底要如何建造呢
？Now the questions and the important part is how do we build this house?
彼得长老在这里又告诉我们一个秘诀，非常重要。
Elder Peter told us a secret here, which is a very important secret.
就是一定要从个人做起。
That is first and foremost, we must start ourselves first.
是让所有的信徒， 不是只有传道，不是只有负责人，所有的信徒都成为圣洁的祭司。
That to allow everyone, not just the pastor, elder, or deacons, or only, but all brothers and sisters become a holy priesthood.
就好像尼希米那样。
Just like that, or Nehemiah.
以尼希米为自己的信仰楷模。
We use Nehemiah as the model of our faith.
学习尼希米的美德、善行、灵修，还有做法。
We learn from his virtue, his action, his behaviors, and the way he approached things.
让我们每一位信徒，好像当年的普通百姓，提升到卓越的带领者。
That every brothers and sisters, just like Nehemiah was a civilian, and to elevate become a leader.
既是建筑师，更是改革者。
He not only was a contractor, but also was a revolutionist.
让我们最后每一个信徒都成为为神舍己、既忠心又满怀爱心的仆人。
The end, hopefully, all the brothers and sisters, we can become a servant.A God who is full of compassion and sacrifices.
一起借着耶稣基督在灵
spiritual house to offer spiritual sacrifices.
这样相信我们的重建事工必定很快能够完成。
I believe if we do this, our restoring of the city wall will be very easily, very quickly won. Isn't this the way it should be?